Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie. This is Natalie with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Well, I'm doing all right.
I am glad to hear that, Jamie. I have a client interview booked for you right now. The call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie, the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect the insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google business profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. Okay?
Okay.
Before I start with your business details, I see here that you haven't signed the terms and conditions, Jamie. Can you help me sign them, please?
Okay. Send
them to you.
How do I sign them?
Let me resend you the email. Give me a
second. I have a text that, let's see.
There is an email that Chris sent you last Wednesday that shows us Local Splash initial invoice, and it has a link for you to sign the terms and conditions. Would you like me to resend you the email?
Oh, I see them here. I got several of them.
Okay.
Either
one that is titled as initial invoice. If you open the initial voice email, you will see a link that says click here to accept the subscription terms.
Hold on, I'm looking here. All right, it's talking about interviews. Let me see here. I believe it. So I'm looking for an email that has me invited to do what now?
The title of the email is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Local Splash. D-I-E-N-G.
Let me just resend that to you. Give me one second.
That would be really helpful. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Okay. I just resend you the email, and you should be receiving it in any minute now. The title is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Refreshing here. It came through here. That's a reminder.
Yes, it is. It is not there yet. Give it just that a minute, and it is showing a processing. Not yet. Not there yet. Just a second.
Okay. Thank you. And then terms and conditions, is it, does this lock him in or anything like that? It's just my
No. Chris, I'm sure that Chris mentioned that we do not use contracts here. So if he wants to leave at any time, that's fine. He can do that.
Perfect.
It shows here that you have received the email now.
Received the text. that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, send a copy of your invoice. Civic okay. email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Is that correct?
Click, yes, click the link, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Does I agree to receive text messages as certified unauthorized holder? Acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. You agree to? All right. Type in.
Before typing in his name, you have to click on the three little squares that you just read.
Thank you. Yes, we've done that.
Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to confirm it.
Okay, now it's giving me a username and a password screen.
That means that you already signed them. Let me double check that. Give me 1 second. Okay. Yes, you have signed them. You can just get out from there. Okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Now we are going to verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know and I will make those corrections. I have your business name as Precision 3 Care LLC.
Correct.
The address that I have on here is 10513 East Highway 156 West Fork, Arkansas 72774.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a suite number or an apartment number associated with your address?
No.
Okay. Is this a home address or an office location?
No, that's the home address. So if there's any way you guys can keep that, you know.
Sure. That was actually going to be my next question.
Yeah.
If you want to
time.
Yeah, we do.
Sure. No problem. So can you receive a regular mail at this address?
Yes.
Yep.
Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Do you have your license number handy?
Let me think here. Let me get out my business license number.
Yes, please.
Let me see here. I do have it somewhere here. My business file ID, is that what you'd be talking about?
Yes, please.
How many digit number are you looking for?
It depends on every state, Jamie. I cannot tell you how many digits it has. Just a license number that it comes in your license.
All right, I have it here.
Oh,
8114 85854.
Thank you. Okay. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 479-283-5773?
Yes.
I have your email address as jholden3000@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that we are creating you a website, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I am going to give you a couple of options for your domain name. And you are going to choose one of these ones. The first option is precision3carellc.net or precision3carellcwestfork.com.
No. Those are precision3carellc.net
or precision3carellcwestfork.com.
Are there any others available? Like, is Precision Tree Care NWA available?
No.
Why? Somebody have it?
Usually when it's not available, it's because somebody has it, yes.
Okay. What about Precision Tree Care AR?
You mean the Precision Tree Care LLC.AR?
No, I want to keep the LLC out of it because with a website name, you want to keep it pretty short and easy to remember. And the LLC makes it weird.
Give me the first option that you asked me, ma'am, please.
Oh, okay. The first option was Precision Tree Care NWA.
Precision Tree Care NWM?
N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, W as in water, and A as in apple.
Okay. Okay, I misunderstood you earlier. My apologies. It is available. Precision Tree Care.
Oh, Precision Tree Care NWA. That's available. Do you like that?
Precision Tree Care NWA.com.
Yeah, that's available.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for checking.
It's my pleasure. My apologies for misunderstanding earlier.
That's okay.
Okay. Very good. So we are going to build you a modern mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion. And in case that you cancel the services with us and you want to keep the domain name, you can buy it for $99. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Do you have a preference on the colors you want us to use on the website?
Well, I do have a logo that I was going to have you guys model it after, you know, Precision Tree Care with a tree, you know. But when you ask about colors, I like colors that are nice. I mean, I guess it depends on what part of the website is going to have colors and where they're going to be. So there's a lot of – it's a kind of ambiguous question.
So when I designed a website for a side hobby once, and the colors are like what you use in the background or like what you use on the various pages across the website, right?
Well, the colors in general, I do understand that is a big question, but I mean, if you want to be more specific, like telling me what color do you want in the background or what color do you want the letters, once I finish asking you all the preference on the website, I will offer you an interview with our web designer. So, if you want to go in detail with her later, that's fine. But
no, I mean, we'll keep it pretty simple, but basically, like, think of a tree service company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of the outdoor colors, but on chartreuse. But on his business card, he's got a bright yellow. Oh, that's chartreuse? I thought chartreuse was green. Yeah, yours is like school bus yellow. Your business card is like school bus yellow.
Hey, is there a way that you can send me all through regular text message?
What's that?
Can you send me your logo to this number so I can take a look?
Yeah. Can I take a picture of it right now and send it to you?
Yes. Through regular text message to this same number, please.
All right, here, let me get it real quick. Let's see, here's my business card.
See, that's yellow. It's like yellow. It's like school bus yellow.
Okay. So here, I'm going to need your help.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pathetic right now. I am.
Okay. All right. Okie doke.
Take a picture of it.
Okay, do I text it? Do I just respond to that 877 number that you sent? Okay. Now, I sent one with the light off, and it's just natural daylight. That's the one that looks maybe a little greener. And then I sent one with the light turned on, and it's a little bit yellower.
Okay. So you already sent it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just like I just received it.
Okay.
Okay. So basically something that matched with the industry, which is tree service, as well as the logo, right?
Yeah, it'd be good to see what you guys can come up with. I mean, basically, what we want the website to convey is, you know, that this is precision work, high quality work. That's why, hence the name Precision is in the company name, and then tree care. So it's more than just, you know, cutting down trees. It's limb removal. It's, you know, arboring care, basic care of the whole tree. So just wanted to point those couple things out. Maybe it'll help, you know, spark some ideas as you guys, but I don't really want to get too prescriptive because this is what y'all do for a living and y'all are experts at it. So would love to see, you know, kind of where you can take it.
I see. I understand. I will highly recommend you to have I will keep asking all your preference questions, but since you have something in your mind, I do recommend you to have that interview with the designer so you can be clear with her on what you're expecting. That way everything will be easier. Because usually when she creates the website, then she'll send it to you, and then if you want changes, she will make those changes. So I think it will be just easier if you can talk to her since the beginning, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Can it be scheduled for, you know, like in the evening? Because we both work, obviously.
Let me check her calendar. You are in Central, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check her calendar. Website. 3, 4, 5. She's available tomorrow at 5 or 5:30 your time.
How long do you think it would take?
30 minutes.
And then what about any times today?
She has her calendar full today, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can jump on a phone call. I'll probably come from the office tomorrow.
Yeah. What about a Saturday morning?
I don't want to hold it up that long.
Is there any other time? Or
is it possible she could send through like a...
Yes, she just ran by you.
Okay. How about 5:30 tomorrow? And I'll give you my cell phone number. I'm his wife.
Okay, sure. 5:30 tomorrow, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me book it and send you the invite. Give me a sec.
Is she going to call my direct line, or is it like a conference call link that I'll call into?
No, she'll call your direct line.
Okay. Well, then, okay, I'll give you my cell phone then when you're ready.
Okay. I am ready for your number.
Okay, it's area code 808-372-1995.
808-372-1995? Yes, ma'am. Your name, please?
Mary Beth.
Mary.
Okay. Mary Beth. It's Mary Beth. That's okay.
She will be calling you, but I am still going to make you those questions on your preferences. What are your top 3 to 6 services to feature on the home page?
Can you give me an example of what you mean?
3 services, 3 trimmings, stump grading.
Okay, yeah, so we'll go with tree cutting, removal,
haul away.
Yeah. We do arbor care.
Mm-hmm.
So is that 3 right there?
Without limb removal, is that different?
Limb removals, yeah. That's.
Well, what was that again?
Limb removal.
Okay.
Also do emergency, so if people need an emergency call, you know, at 3 a.m. because a tree falls on their house, they can call me.
Okay, that's great. Very good. Okay, do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
Can you offer them a discount or some sort of incentive if they leave a 5-star review?
You're allowed to do
that. That's what I was gonna ask. I was like, are you allowed to do that? Like,
yes, I don't think that as a business you are allowed to do that. But let me double check really quick. Give me just a second here.
Okay, because we do want to follow the rules, but we understand too, like how important reviews are.
Yeah.
So just want to know what the rules are. Kind of like with YouTube, leave a like, subscribe. What is that? Actually, no, wait. Don't even worry about it because I just thought about it. It does sound like bribe, like you're bribing someone. Never mind.
Yes.
Never mind. We'll stay away from that.
Okay, how about free estimates?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. Free estimates. Okay. Do you have reviews outside of Google on Yelp, Angie's, Facebook?
I mean, I've got a few, but I can get some reviews if you'll provide. I know you guys talked about providing me with the hyperlink and all that to go get reviews. So if you'll provide me with that, yes, I can get a few reviews.
No, I think I didn't explain myself. I was asking if you have reviews outside of Google. I do see that that right now in Google you don't have, but do you have any other profiles in Angie's, Home Advisor, Facebook?
Yeah,
you have reviews?
I probably have a few on Angie's, but I've hardly ever used them.
Okay. Very good. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your website?
Yeah, I do.
Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to enable online payments on your website? That is possible if you have a PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle account?
Yeah.
Which one do you have?
I don't have, I have PayPal right now, but I can get whatever else I need.
Well, yeah.
What do people pay online for the tree service?
That's the reason that I was asking you. I mean, you don't have to turn it on. If you don't want them to pay you through their website, I can just turn it off. Not at anything.
Yeah, no, they always get paid, you know, by the person.
Let's just keep that off for now.
Okay. Would you like customers to be able to book directly on your website with you?
Like book an appointment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there any special features that you would like to add to your website?
Special features, like, can you give a couple examples? All I can think of is booking an appointment and then having that booking notify Jamie on his cell phone or whatever. There's a notification.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, an AI chat widget.
Okay. I don't, very familiar with AI chatbot. I don't think we would have the content available for that just yet. So can we put that on hold and maybe use that for later, or maybe go revisit that later?
Yes, that is no problem. We can make changes anytime, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Are there any websites that you like from competitors or others?
Well, my husband did work with a partner for a while, and to be very honest with you, a lot of the reviews on my husband's work came because to his partner's website and Facebook. So I don't want to, obviously copy anything on there, but if I were to give you his web or his Facebook profile, you guys can get a sense of Jamie's work there because the partner posted a lot of video of Jamie cutting on his Facebook page.
Okay, noted. What is that website address?
The Turner Works.
What was that?
Turner Works.
Like T-U-R-N-E-R, and then second word is works, W-O-R-K-S.
That's
is that how you're doing on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't find any website with that name.
Is that his website or is that his
Facebook?
No, that's his Facebook account name.
Mm-hmm. Let me check.
I don't know if he has a website. Does he have a website?
Does he have a website?
Yes, I did find him on
Facebook. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, there's a ton of videos over the last 2 years.
Okay, here's his website, Turner Works and
yes,
Turner
I just
Works
found that.
WA.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, I got it.
Sounds interesting. He's the NWA.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want that? Sorry, what was that again?
Oh, no, I was just saying, what a slick guy.
Right. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website?
We don't have any right now, I don't think.
Okay.
That'd be a good one to get, though, get you into some.
That anytime you get anything, just send it to us, and we will add it to your website, okay?
Okay, perfect.
We usually add the license number at the footer of the website. Will that be okay?
Yes, and then do you also add, fully licensed and insured or anything like that to indicate that he's got insurance.
I am adding that right now.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, very good. And you already have the appointment with the web designer for tomorrow at 5:30, okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, let's set up your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary number as your username. So I am going to give you the number. Please add it to your phone. You can add it as Local Splash Leads or Local Splash Consumers.
Can you restate that? My phone was cutting in and out, so I wasn't able to fully understand what you were describing.
I am going to set up your call tracking number, which is included with your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So basically what I am going to do is give you an additional phone number. That's the number that we will be marketing you with. So every time that the potential customers see your business in Google, in Facebook ads, or your website, they will see this number. They will call this number, and the calls will be automatically redirected to your phone.
Why do that instead of just list his cell phone number?
Well, like I said, this is included to follow Google's best practices for growth. That's something that Google recommends. And that way, all the calls that enter through your call tracking number will be recorded on your Local Splash app. So you and us will be able to track all the clients that you are getting for the campaign that we are running for you.
Okay. Can we hold on that and revisit that?
My apologies. That is mandatory. And I don't know if you both were with Chris, were you? Or was only Jamie with Chris at the moment of getting this campaign?
Yes. Only Jamie.
Yes.
And, okay. So basically, I understand. It's a phone number that allows, it's like a tracking. It's a way of tying a phone call of a lead back to this account, and it gives obviously the business analytics that a company and yourself, Google, obviously would want to be able to track for performance data.
Exactly. Yes, you got it.
Got it. Now, is it a 479 number, or is it going to look like it's a out of state
number?
No,
it's a 479.
Okay. You're going to have to do it. Mandatory. Basically.
Yeah,
what is the number? Oh, go ahead and provide that number, please.
Okay. The number is 479-339-8080.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions regarding the call tracking number?
So how do we access the data that number will provide?
Okay. You have two ways to access the data on that number. The first option is the client dashboard. We already sent you an email. We sent you an email on the 25th after you spoke with Chris Jamie. The title of that email is Welcome to Local Splash. It has a password, a username, and a link that is a client's dashboard. You can check this data on the client's dashboard anytime from any device then, okay? And then the second option is the Local Splash app. Once we are done with this interview, I am going to send you an email with a small video that shows you how to download the app only in the main phone of the business. And you can track the analytics and everything that we are doing from you from both, from the client dashboard and the app. But the app is only for Jamie's number or the main number. I don't know who uses the main number. It's Jamie or for you.
Oh, it's Jamie. That's good.
Okay. But then you can also check the data with the client dashboard anytime at any device. Okay?
Okay. That sounds fine.
Okay. Very good. We can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Precision Tree Care LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This is a voice greeting for your call tracking number that has a one-time fee of $19. It's only a one-time fee.
No, thank you.
Okay. Very good. Now we are going to identify your most valuable services, which are the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. Okay? My recommendation are these words, since you are in the tree industry. I am going to read them to you, and then if you want me to remove anything or add anything, we can always do that, okay?
Okay.
So for tree services, I have these keywords. Tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, stump removal, stump greeting, tree pruning, emergency tree removal, tree cutting, tree removal contractor, tree service company, commercial tree services, residential tree services, arborist services, tree health inspection, tree risk assessment, tree disease treatment, storm damage tree removal, tree planting, lot clearing, tree cabling, and tree braiding.
Yes. What do you think about the tree disease one?
Mm.
Are you able to do that?
Yeah, but we don't do tree. Yeah.
Are you able to treat it? Like if it's got a fungus?
Or you just buy stuff, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, like, Sorry.
My apologies. So do you want me to keep tree disease or remove it?
Yeah, keep it.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's good. That's good clarification. Yeah, I would say keep all of those. And then, like, are you using Google Trends to help identify these keywords, or is it just, like, the common...
We have tools to do that, since that's what we do on daily basis. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Then as time goes on, are we able to edit, change any of these keywords?
Yes, you can. Actually, once we are done with the interview, I am going to send you an email with all these keywords that we review. And if you want to make any changes, either add or remove, you can just reply to the email. And also, if you want to do any changes in the future, either add or remove, we can always do that.
Okay. A lot of times, you know, people will put in, like, near me or their city and town. Are you guys already thinking of doing that, or do we, like, put that in as a keyword? Like, for example, tree removal, Fayetteville, Arkansas, or tree removal companies near me.
I know what you mean. We are not doing that right now, because later in the call, I will go through the service areas with you guys, and you are going to give me at least 5 or 10 service areas that we will focus. So since we are already working with the service areas, our Google expert from Local Splash says it's not necessary.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, keep all of those, and let's move on.
Okay. Do you need? Would you like me to add anything else aside what I said?
I mean, in all honesty, I can't think of anything. I think that was a pretty robust list to start with.
Okay. Okay. Great. Now, just a few questions so we can know a little bit more about your business. Is there anything unique about your business, or what sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, I guess what sets us apart is going to be that we're fast, we're consistent, and we do a very good job. And that's what most tree services try and say, but in the reality of things, is people call and, you know, they find that, oh, this person said they were coming out and didn't. So, you know, we're reliability, consistency.
Responsiveness. Emergency services, precision work.
Yeah, of course, precision work.
And safety, of course.
Of course,
right?
We're local. You could say that too. We're a local company.
Not everybody's local.
Yeah.
You've got the engineering background, so you know how, you know, angles and how to drop precision.
How many years of experience do you have? I can also add that to you.
Three at this point, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have experience? Do you have a mission statement for your business already, or would you like me to help you with some examples?
Give me an example. Like a mission statement?
Yes, like a mission statement.
Oh, here's something as a service. Risk assessment. So, like, basically, you know, somebody has limbs hanging, you know, kind of over their building or structures, you know. A risk assessment of, you know, that needs to come down, the whole tree needs to come down, or the limb needs to come down, kind of a thing.
Homeowners insurance renewals.
Yeah, for homeowners insurance. Storm response, basically.
Are you talking about the mission?
No, I was talking about the keyword. I jumped on you. I apologize.
That's fine. I got a little bit lost, but please.
No, you're so fine. Hold on 1 second. Let me say what.
I mean, my mission statement is going to be.
While you think of your mission statement, you can go ahead and tell me what were you telling me about the keywords.
She is.
It was storm response.
Oh, a storm response. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Okay. Very good. I added.
Oh, thank you. I totally appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Still thinking about what makes this. Let's see here. It's like basically, you know, it's an experienced crew in a new company. So it's a, you know, basically that's one thing. I mean, an experienced crew, speed and responsiveness.
Fair pricing, obviously. But that's what everyone says, so.
Like, providing estimates within, you know, 24 hours of going out and seeing the job.
Or coming out within 24 hours from the call.
I do that.
We have a huge focus on preventative maintenance. I know we kind of touched on that a little bit before, but I think that is something that a lot of people, you know, they don't really think of when they're, I mean, they don't, it's just an opportunity. Preventative maintenance is a huge differentiator with us because a lot of companies only focus on removals, and we focus on, like, pruning, hazard limb removal, long-term property protection.
Okay, I am, according to what you're telling me, I am going to give you, I just create two options for you. Let's see if you like them. First option would be, our mission is to provide safe, expert-free care with unmatched speed and responsiveness. We promise fair, transparent pricing and a 24-hour estimate turnaround to deliver peace of mind to your door doorstep. That's
option one. So far. I like option one. What's option two?
I like it, Jamie. Okay, option two. Very good. Option two, guys, is driven by experienced professionals. Our mission is to deliver efficient, high-quality tree services that enhance property safety and beauty. We are committed to prompt communication, ethical pricing, and delivering all estimates within 24 hours to better serve our community.
Okay. Instead of using the word ethical pricing, can you use competitive pricing?
I like the first one a little bit better.
Which one did you like better?
A little bit on the first one, if she could add the experience. I like the fact that you... The only thing I like better about the second one is that you really brought to the forefront the experience that we
have. Yeah.
But the first one I liked better, so maybe
I did too.
I'll go with the first. But if you could maybe touch it up a little, that what you've already got sounds good. I like it.
Yeah, I like that first one too. But yeah, to Jamie's point, you know, highlighting the experienced crew, fast response. Responsive communication, all that stuff that you had in there. It was really good. You make it hard to pick, lady.
Okay. Let's see. Let me make those changes really quick here. Okay, so how about this? Driven by experienced professionals, our mission is to provide safe, expert tree care with unmatched speed and responsiveness. We promise fair, transparent pricing and a 24-hour estimate turnaround to deliver peace of mind to your doorstep. Is that better?
Yeah, I like that because, you know, everybody wants to sound nice, but what I've learned and what I do is that people want it done. So they know you're going to do a good job. Like, they know all those things. So I like that you're coming at it with speed, getting it done quick from the point where they contact us to the point where we can get the job done. Like, that is a big part of what's going to set us apart. Because everybody's going to do a good job, so to speak. But, yeah, timing is a big one. So I like it.
Did you have, experienced local tree crew in there? or local experience.
Yeah, local, of course, is another. We are local. Locally owned business.
In the mission?
Yeah.
Okay, this is how it looks. Let me text it to you. It's different when you
have. Yes, that would be helpful. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Okay. There you go. I just texted to you. Maybe you can see it and tell me if you want me to add anything.
Awesome. Driven by experience, professionals, our mission is to provide safe, expertise, care, and unmatched speed and responsiveness. We promise fair transportation. Driven by experience.
Yes, just at the end, I added professionals by mistake. So it ends where it says, that was awkward. Okay, it ends up where it says to your doorstep. No professionals at the end.
Okay. I'm going to respond to say edit where it says driven by experienced professional, putting edit, let's see, driven. Driven.
Professionalism experience.
Driven by experience. What's driven? Like, the context there. Driven by experience professional. We're driven. That's okay. Okay. Driven by experienced local trees, professional, local professional, like what kind of professional? Driven by the local. Driven by experience. Oh, hold on. We're changing everything now. Driven by experience, local tree professional. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. That works.
Are you resending me the text?
Yeah, I just sent you back. It's just editing just that intro.
Oh, okay. It is driven
just
by experience. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Experienced local tree professionals. Otherwise, yeah, it sounds really good.
Very good. Done. Okay. Do you have a tagline or a slogan for your business?
We sure have a couple to take a look at. There's a tagline currently he uses called "No Job Too Small."
Okay.
No, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tagline. Fast response, professional results. Yeah. Okay. And any of this can be edited in the future, correct?
Yes, it can be edited. Just keep in mind that the mission and the slogan will be added to your website.
What?
Yes, you can change it at any time. Yeah, just keep in mind that we will be adding these to your website since the beginning.
That's fine. We can, but they can be edited later on, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a call to action.
Sorry, did you send that to me, or are you going to tell me which one from the ones that you mentioned?
Yeah. What?
Send it to her.
What? Send what to her?
You can just tell me, sorry, since you were mentioning a couple, I didn't quite understand which one would you like to use. So, what tagline or slogan are we going to use?
No job too small.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were. No, just,
no. I'm sorry.
No, my apologies. Okay. I got it. Okay. You said that you've been in business for 3 years now, right?
Yeah. So we don't have to highlight experience at this point since it's kind of
yes,
not
of
that much. So, yeah.
No, we won. Okay. How many people work with your company, Jamie?
4.
Do you do both residential and commercial?
Mm-hmm.
You're available 24/7?
That's what emergency is, yeah.
Okay.
And there's very few tree companies that do that.
Okay, got it. What types of payment do you accept from customers?
Yeah.
Check
and cash are probably the most common. But we can do PayPal if need be, or, you know, whatever we need to make happen to get people to be able to pay.
Okay, very good. Now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp with no additional fee. And then option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. So I recommend option one. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, that was kind of my thought to begin with, so yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, let's cover your Google Business Profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. Which service areas, specific cities, would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally five within 2 hours' drive of your base, please.
All right. Let's start with Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville.
Okay.
And then West Fork, obviously, where I live, but it's a much smaller town.
Prairie Grove.
Then Prairie Grove.
Bella Vista.
Winslow. Those will all work.
What was that again? Sorry.
Bella Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie Grove.
Okay.
Winslow. I said, I'll go anywhere within 60 miles, Sonora.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, I am I am sending you an email right now. I see here that you already have a Google profile, right?
Yeah, that was a pain in the butt to do.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jamie, but yes, it is challenging. I sent you an email for you to add us as admins to your Google profile. We can go through the steps right now if you want. I can help you, or you guys can do it later after the interview. Whatever is best for you. Would you like me to help you, or will you do it later?
What do we have to do to do it? What does it? What all do we have to do?
Add us as admins to your profile, to your Google profile.
Yeah, you can go ahead and admin it right now.
Okay, go to your email, please, and open the email that is titled as important. Please add us to your Google business profile.
All right, I opened it.
Okay, go down where you find a bold letter that says option A, the easiest one, and down there it says login to your client dashboard. Please click where it says client dashboard.
Okay, I did.
Is it asking you for a username and password?
It is.
Your username is your phone number altogether, no spaces, no lines in between, just your phone number.
Okay.
Your password is, I am going to tell you your password, but it's in lowercase with no spaces all together. It's top internet, T-O-P.
And
then internet, top internet.
Okay.
Click login, please.
Okay.
Were you able to log in?
Well, let me try that again. Top internet.
T-O-P-I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T. Top internet. All together in lowercase. All the letters are in lowercase.
Let's see, all right, authorizing, connect to Google, allow access to your Google business profile so we can optimize it. Do you want me to, it says connect to Google.
Yes, you are going to connect to Google from the account that manages your Google listing. After that, you will click in continue and finally click allow, please.
So connect to Google first.
Connect to Google, but you have to connect to Google with the account that manages your Google listing, please.
And how do I make sure that I do that?
You should know which account. Yes, so you have another Gmail account, as I said, jholden3000@gmail.com. Do you have any other account or only that one?
Just that one.
Oh, okay, then you won't have any problem. Just connect with that one.
Okay. And continue then?
Yes, please. Continue.
I need to select some things.
You select all and then click allow, please.
And continue.
Yes, please.
Okay. I did it.
Yes, it's not showing that. At the end, you have to click allow. Otherwise, you are not giving us the access.
Let me see here. I did that. Hold on. I said your Google profile is not verified.
Mm. Yes, don't mind about that. It is still showing that you have not added us.
All right, how do I add y'all then? Do I go to account settings?
Yes, we can try the option B. You can go to Manage Profile and then Business Profile Settings.
Let me see here. So the page I'm on is just the Google profile. And it's showing my business information and stuff like that. And it gives me the option to contact support now. I don't know if that's for my Google page. So how do I get you to be able to access it?
You need to go to Manage Profile or Business Profile Settings.
Manage Profile. I'm trying again here. So I'm on my dashboard, I think, is what this is.
No, you need to be – please go back to the email that I sent you, the one that says important, please add us to your Google Business Profile. Go back to that email.
Okay. That's where I am. Yeah, and then I can go to option A.
No, we are going to do option B.
Oh, B?
Option B, add us as managers. So
yeah,
on number one, there is a link, https://business.google.com/location. Click there, please.
Okay, hit that.
Okay. After you click that, you should log into your account using the email that you used to create the Google Business Profile page.
When I click on it, it just says business. You haven't added any businesses. It doesn't give me any other option.
If it's not giving you a business, it's because you are logging in from a different email from the one that you created the account.
I don't see how. It's from my J Holden 3000.
You have to make sure that you're logging into that account.
Yeah. Do not use the mobile app. Let's see if I can here. Google Business Profile Manager wants me to add that app.
Mm-hmm. It wants you to add what, sorry?
It wants me to add the Google Business Profile Manager app.
No, you don't need to add the Google Manager app. We can just leave that for after the interview, Jamie. There's a lot that we need to go through the interview yet. So just leave it for later after the interview. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, Jamie, we sent you an email that is titled "Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification." And we ask you to please provide us with images of your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business cards, business registration, and also an invoice that you have given to a customer in the past. To send us these images, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in the email, whatever is easier for you, okay?
Okay.
Jamie, one broad feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these anytime in your dashboard, and this has no additional fee. Would you like me to activate this feature for your business?
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
No.
Okay. Your campaign with us includes that our team creates you a Yelp page and optimizes it to get more potential customers. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Facebook, Jamie? Do you have a Facebook business page for your business?
Not a business page, but I have a Facebook page that I don't really use, but I'll start using, so I'll use it for the business.
Okay, but it's not a page, it's a profile, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. The reason that I am asking is because you have Facebook ads in your campaign. In order for us to create the Facebook ads, you must create a Facebook business page. So I am sending you an email right now with the instructions on how to create the Google page, I mean the Facebook page from your Facebook profile, and how to give us access. Once you give us access, the system will automatically let us know that we have access to start running the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
Okay. For the Facebook ads, Jamie, would you like to send us a specific images or messaging, or have our creative team handle this for you?
Probably I'll do it for right now.
Okay. There are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads. We recommend using the form field. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. Will you be okay with the form fill?
Versus them contacting me on Messenger?
You can also choose the Messenger. I mean, it's up to you. Like I was just suggesting, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. With the form fill, your potential customer will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and the information will be sent to you via email and text message in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customer as soon as possible. But if you prefer calls or Facebook Messenger, you can also choose either, or you can only choose one of these ones, either form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So which one would you like?
Let's go with the form fill for right now.
Okay. If you want to change it in the future, you can also do that, okay?
Okay.
Jamie, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Just reach out as needed.
Okay. The logo is the one that is on your card. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you have project photos or videos, you can send them directly or upload them through the client dashboard or local splash app. We use only high quality copyright safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of the stock photos or AI-generated images?
Until we update them, yeah, I guess.
Thank you, Jamie. Okay, let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases, as live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed, and directories and Google Business Profile will optimize in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. Also, Jamie, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay? Jamie, I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. That will be on April 20th, which is a Monday. Around what time works for you?
Earlier is better.
Okay. Okay, so at 9 will be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, Jamie, I now need to make the test call to your call tracking number. So I am letting you go on this line, and I will call you to that call tracking number that I gave you before, okay?
Come again?
I am going to make the test call to your call tracking number, the number that I gave you before. Okay.
Okay. You want me to answer?
Yes, I will call you and please answer the call, okay?
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.